Welcome back to the DX Audio Service for August 1996. Let's switch it over to Studio 3 in Findlay, Ohio, with a look at the Market Scope. Here's Phil Wayne.
Thank you, Fred, and hello, DXers. This is Phil Wayne for Market Scope, the monthly column which, for this month, has no market. Being that we only have a portion of our usual time slot to fill this month, I thought I would throw together a few air checks I've recorded from my travels over about the last year. So I hope you enjoy these.
Well, your official Ohio Valley weather updated for tonight, mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 38. And then for Friday, mostly cloudy, Friday's high near 50. It is 55 degrees right now at the new Rocky 103. I'm Scott Feast. And coming up tonight, from 9 until 1, I'm going to be at the River Mist Marina in Toronto. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, going to be out and about, check me out, River Mist Marina, tonight, 9 until 1. We're going to kick off a no-talk triple play right now. And here to kick it off, it's Joe Diffie with Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
103.5 WRKY.
We've all heard the story.
New Rocky in today's hot country. That's Toby Keith, and it's called Upstairs Downtown. Aaron Tippin, and we kicked off our no-talk triple play. Joe Diffie, Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. I'm Scott Feast. Good afternoon. Dulcie's up next at 6, and we're still waiting on those back-to-back hot country cash songs to play for your chance to win $103 in cash. Also tonight, 8 o'clock, she's got the 10 most wanted all this evening right here on the New Rocky 103.5.
WRKY, Steubenville, Wheeling. Here's at least 12 in a row on the station with the Ohio Valley's longest music sweep. Rocky 103.5.
The New Rocky 103.5. I'm Dulcie, and I'm going to be with you now for the rest of the night. So buckle in. A lot of great stuff on the way. Diamond Rio, Alabama, Brian White, Patti Loveless. It's all ahead this hour on the New Rocky 103.5.
WRKY.
Now here's another guaranteed extra long 10-song music sweep with more of the best music variety of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm WKWK-FM, Wheeling, Steubenville, Light Rock.
K97
FM. WNCI 97.9 picks you up, makes you feel good. That's all for one. I can love you like that. We've got them coming to town 1 week from tomorrow. They'll play the Capitol Theater in the Rife Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Ohio and Palace Theater box offices, also all Ticketmaster outlets. It's All for One coming to town live in concert, only from Kappa and WNCI.
What radio station just gave you
$1,000? WNCI.
It's the WNCI Incredible Free Money Name Game.
Oh, my God, I don't believe it. Thank you.
All right.
Are you kidding? I just won $1,000. Are you kidding me?
With $10,000 given away every week.
Is this for real? Are you serious?
Guaranteed.
Oh, my God.
What you're looking for is to announce a random letter from A to Z. If that letter is anywhere in your legal lane, be caller 97.
Oh, my God. I swear I got through.
We play for $1,000 bills every morning at 7:20. Plus extra name game cash at various hours of the day and night. Giving away $10,000. Guaranteed every week. Money up for grabs every single weekday. Keep listening for your chance. And remember, outrageous, incredible amounts of money up for grabs.
I want to win $1,000. Thank you.
WNCI.
Hey, how you guys doing? This is Michael Foster from the band Firehouse, wishing all my friends at 95XIL a happy 20th anniversary. Yeah!
Celebrating 20 years of radio excellence in the Mid-Ohio Valley. 95XIL, WXIL Parkersburg, Marietta. The heartbeat goes on.
95XIL, in the middle of another 30-minute music marathon as we celebrate our 20th anniversary with a double-decade weekend.
You heard it coming.
Pop FM.
The Ohio Valley has been waiting for its return.
Womp FM.
Back with only your favorite upbeat hits of the 80s and 90s.
Womp FM.
And the music only stops twice an hour for commercials, so you can listen longer.
100.5.
The new Womp FM.
Lump. 100.5 Womp FM, Saturday Night Hot Mix, all kicks off at 8 o'clock with the Retro Mix from 8 until 9, and then 9 till midnight, nothing but the 90s. Right now, let's get together.
We're cruising through another 10 in a row.
Womp FM.
Of your favorite upbeat hits from the 80s and 90s.
100.5.
The new Womp FM. WOMP FM, Bel Air, Wheeling. Wishing you a safe and happy holiday season.
We're Womp FM.
Ho, ho, ho.
Friday 96, 345 with Bumper. His Marathon 91-92 Time, Love, and Tenderness Tour played to more than 150 sold-out halls around the world, reaching more than 1.5 million people. Here's Michael Volpick.
Business side of you, Bell Atlantic, the heart of communication.
Well, hi, I'm Bumper Morgan. It's just before 4 o'clock with Hootie and the Blowfish. Only want to be with you, picking you up, making you feel good.
Best variety of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. WCTY,
B94, Johnson bumping up 30 minutes commercial-free music. I have a new song from Boys to Men for us to check out coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's make you a winner. Caller number 10, 333-9494. Going to pick up free music from All for One. Here are the Gin Blossoms on B94. B94, Johnson kicking 30 minutes non-stop music, and you're caller number 10.
I won.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Who is this?
Zui. Yeah.
What's your last name?
Nien.
Where are you calling from?
Homestead.
Way to go, man. Congratulations. You pick up free music from All for One.
Thanks a lot.
Let me jam some new music for you. This is the new Boys to Men. It's called Vibin'. What station you have on?
B94.
Music decisions are being made now for the next hour. Call 333-9494 for your request. B94.
If you would like to share your radio market with the rest of the world, contact me, Phil Wayne, at 135 and a half Midland Avenue in Findlay, Ohio. That's spelled F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, and the zip code is 45840. And that's our short market scope for this month. Now someone who will never leave you short. John Bowker.
Historical moments in radio, stories of the rich and exciting past on the AM radio dial. And today I want to relate the story of the great Northeast power blackout and how it was handled by radio stations in the New York City area. Now, to set the scene, this is a first-person story. See, I was living in Princeton, New Jersey in November 1965. And the evening this all happened, I was coming out from work around about 5:15, started the car out in the parking lot. The radio was still set to WOR from my drive into work that morning. I always listened to John Gambling in those days in the morning, and I thought nothing about it at all until the news reporter switched to its helicopter out over the scene of the crash at the airport. I remember thinking two things. Gee, there was just a crash yesterday out in Cincinnati, Covington up on the hill at the airport. And the other thing I remembered was reaching over to fine-tune my radio. Of course, analog dial in those days. They didn't have digital dials. The helicopter report had sounded a little bit scratchy. And it wasn't until the helicopter reporter was finishing that I realized what he had said was, "And now back to the WLW studios." Now, wait a minute. Hold it. There is no way you can receive WLW in Princeton, New Jersey at 5:15 in November evening, considering at the time we were in a major lobe of WOR and their transmitter was only about 30 miles away. It occurred to me, gee, WOR must be off the air. Both transmitters. So anyway, I reset the dial a little bit to 710 as best I could estimate it and drove home. And it wasn't until I got into the house, we'd been listening to the radio for many minutes, that the WOR carrier finally came back on. Moments later, the tentative words of the announcer checking to hear if he was on the air, you know, "Are we on the air? Hello?" There were two of them in the studio operating with remote audio equipment that used batteries and connected to the New Jersey transmitter site by regular telephone lines. And then the story began to unfold. New York City was totally dark. Except for the brilliantly lighted ships lining the Hudson River docks, the full length of Manhattan Island, Power was off, they estimated, all over the city and even into parts of New Jersey. And, of course, everything they were reporting was live, and it was only about things they could see out of their windows high up, up on the 1440 Broadway building just down from Times Square where the WOR studios are located. Couldn't see too much, of course, with all the skyscrapers in that area, but slowly the telephones into the studio started to come back on, and the announcers found a way to connect them into their makeshift audio equipment, and then the enormity of the problem began to emerge. They had calls from all over New York State, then from New England, and as we all now know, the entire Northeast power grid had gone down. But now, I've only talked about WOR. You should understand that every station in the New York City area and all through the great Northeast was affected by the blackout. The power grid came down into New Jersey to a point just 14 miles north of Princeton, so I had no inkling of it except what I was listening to on the radio. The reports of how the other stations dealt with the mess showed varying degrees of difficulty, though. WCBS in New York was perhaps the star player. They had installed diesel generators at the studios that switched on immediately. And out at High Island in Long Island Sound, where their transmitter was located, they had a huge generator that could run their 10,000-watt backup transmitter. And within minutes, WCBS, the all-news station, was on in full stride. The funniest problem WCBS had was that their mobile van studios were parked in the building's inside garage. You know, the one with the electric doors? Yeah, you guessed it. WNEW didn't lose their transmitter power, but was only able to play records from their New Jersey transmitter site since there were no microphones out there. That's a union rule. And their link from the studio, however, was reestablished within minutes so they could bring the news bulletins, too. The Spanish Voice of New York, WHOM, at 1480, that's what they were called in those days, they remained on the air all evening using batteries, and they lasted just until normal sign-off about 1 a.m. And the radio station of the New York Times... Well, for the first time in 25 years, they were off the air. You know, years later, I took my family to the Sir Adam Beck Power Station in Niagara Falls, Ontario. They give guided tours up there, and during the tour, I asked the neatly uniformed lass giving the lectures if this is where the Northeast power blackout started. I knew it was. She paused, looked me in the eye, very nice smile, and said, "Oh, yes, sir, we were the first power station affected by that breakdown." Oh, you talk about spin doctors. Oh, power came back on later that night. The rest of the city was taken care of by early morning, and everything was back to normal. For Historical Moments in Radio, this is John Bowker.
For those of you that are interested in FM and television DXing, the WTFDA convention is going to be held in Estes Park, Colorado, August the 9th through the 11th, at the Dripping Springs Bed and Breakfast and Cabins in Estes Park, Colorado. Rates are $74 to $89, room for two. Reservations 1-970-586-3406. Registration $5, banquet all you can eat $12.50. Contact Jim Thomas at 4437 South Stover, Apartment 3, Fort Collins, Colorado 80525. You can get an information packet for only $1, or you can email him at wdxofbu@aol.com. And speaking of DX, let's turn it over to Bruce Conti.
The DX Audio Service. Quality listening with no skyway fade.
DX Audio. Hi, DXers. This is Connie Roby. I'll be back after the news is to the members with a look at what is happening at the Publication Center. But right now, here's Bruce Conti with a report from Radio Down Under.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti. Tom Walsh takes us to the land down under with a listen to AM and FM radio in Melbourne, Australia. So grab your oil can of Foster's, that's Australian for beer, you know, as Tom begins with AM radio in Melbourne.
What follows is a sampling of the AM radio band taken from downtown Melbourne, Australia. During daylight hours on Sunday, May 19th, 1996, we'll try to capture some of the local programming and perhaps with luck some of the station IDs, perhaps even on the hour IDs. We'll start with ABC, Australian Broadcasting Commission, Radio National, I think on 621, a local Melbourne station, which does a variety of news and other types of entertainment.
Around and say, well, you know, these things are good, you know, for society. There would be a high degree of acceptance of things of this sort.
There is something very appealing about the harmony Malaysia aspires to. There is also something rather frightening about the intolerance of its social code. Edward Staunton of the BBC with that report. It's part of a BBC series called Asia Gold. That's all for Background Briefing this week. Technical operator Jeremy Moore, coordinating producer Linda McGuinness, and executive producer Kirsten Garrett. I'm Stan Correy. That's all until next week.
Australia Talks back on Monday. Will education go further down the road of user pays? The university sector is fighting a proposed 12% funding cut. So what are the alternatives? Increased fees or fewer places? Can we really afford a downsized tertiary sector? Have your say on Monday on Australia Talks back, 10 past 12 in the east, 10 past 10 in the west.
Radio National 621.
News, I'm Bruce Mingus. It's hoped a service to be held at Port Arthur this morning will help heal a community still suffering over last month's massacre. Julie Peller says the ecumenical service is to be held on the lawns outside the old penitentiary.
An organiser of the service, Pastor Glenn Cumbers from the Church of Christ at New Bina on the peninsula, says its aim is to help people move on from the tragedy and again feel hope.
You know what I'm going to do? I am going to get some money together, and I am going to go and get a job in Washington.
Sarah Cathcart, performing her remarkable one-woman show, Walking on Sticks, winner in the 1991 ABC Radio Melbourne Fringe Awards and the 1991 Victorian Green Room Awards, and our Play of the Week on Fictions, Walking on Sticks, today at 5 past 3.
I was warned about this.
ABC National Radio program on 621. For the news radio junkies, here is ABC News Radio on 1026.
On the Parliamentary and News Network. Time now to look at Australian news with Belinda Doyle.
Good morning. Federal politicians will be greeted by jobless Victorian timber workers and their families when they turn up for work tomorrow. The former Wombat State Forest workers are driving log trucks to Canberra to protest against the export woodchip quota. That's the latest Australia-wide news. And Sean, I shall thank you for trying to make me laugh a little bit there. He was having a go at the way I hit the computer as I'm reading.
Hit the computer? It's like a woodpecker attacking a piece of wood in here. It's a...
Well, it was just fortunate that was my last story because I went to do it in that one and I had to stop myself, but I shan't do it anymore.
Oh, no, it's okay. You go right ahead. It's entertaining to watch.
I will have more Australia-wide sometime between now and the next 40 minutes or so.
Now, just one quick news story from overseas before we go to another feature. And Pope John Paul's celebrating his 76th birthday. In fact, he's in Slovenia. It's 24 past 10 Eastern Australia. That's 6 minutes to 10 Adelaide and 24 past 8 in Perth. Time now to look at international news worldwide. And Stuart Gary.
First, let's go to the Middle East, and Israeli security forces have arrested 8 Palestinians on suspicion of aiding a senior Islamic militant accused of orchestrating 3 major terrorist bombings.
Good morning, I'm Kendall Hodgman. Why not join me between 9 and noon Eastern Time, Monday to Friday? News, finance, weather, sport, arts and entertainment, plus the breaking stories as they happen. You won't miss a thing.
And you're with Sean Walker on ABC News Radio, catching up on the big news story of this morning, and that's from Bosnia. And the Bosnian Serb leader, Radovan Karadzic, has stepped down as president of Republika Srpska. And the last look today at our regional weather forecasts, firstly to Queensland, Coolangatta, windy with showers and 22 degrees, and Rockhampton, fine and dry and 26. For Victoria, Mildura, cloudy with a few showers, 18 degrees. The Latrobe Valley, mainly cloudy with isolated showers and 16. From South Australia now, heading inland to Woomera, fine and 17, Cooper Pedy, fine and 19 degrees. For New South Wales and up to the North Coast, we go up Port Macquarie, showers and 19, Byron Bay, showers and 20. Inland to Broken Hill, chance of a shower today, 19 degrees in Bourke, showers likely and 22. For Tasmania, Strawn, cool with showers and 14 degrees. And in Perth, Newman, well, mostly fine for the mining town and 26. Esperance, cloudy with morning drizzle, 18. And Bunbury, fine, mild and sunny today with a top of 21 degrees. You're listening to ABC News Radio, your parliamentary and news network, and we're crossing in just about a quarter, or less than a quarter of an hour, to the Port Arthur site for an ecumenical church service to remember those who died 3 weeks ago. Time now to turn to sport.
Well, let's look at Jeff Fettig, because he's called halt after his two-round hammering by the world IBF lightweight champ Philip Holliday. That was at the Glass House in Melbourne last night.
All right, well, let's turn our attention to another station now here in Melbourne. It's on 1278. Call letters, I believe, a 3AW. And a program called Grape Expectations is listed in the paper to begin at 11 a.m. So let's find out what Grape Expectations is.
Next on 3AW, Grape Expectations with Robert Hicks. Now 3AW Southern Cross Network News.
Degrees in Melbourne, a shower or two, and a top of 16. It's 11 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Colin Tyrus. Police are questioning a man after the attempted abduction of a 9-year-old girl at Cooey Rupp, southeast of Melbourne.
3AW weather for Penfold Hyundai.
Partly cloudy in Melbourne with a shower or two, the forecast top 16 degrees. Tomorrow, showers and a cold wind, about 14. Tuesday, a few showers, about 15 degrees, but becoming fine by Wednesday, about 16. On the bays, variable wind to 10 knots, tending southerly, 10 to 15 knots this afternoon. Waves less than half a metre, rising to around half a metre. It's now 15 degrees in Melbourne. Colin Tyrus for Southern Cross Network News.
On 3AW, Grape Expectations with Robert Hicks.
Good morning. Welcome to another hour of Grape Expectations, proudly presented by Marienburg Wines on 1278 3AW. A lot to get through today. In fact, a very packed show. Ian Marshman's up in Sydney. He's been in Spain and Portugal, I believe, on the Iberian Peninsula for the last couple of weeks. But Ian's going to tell us about the results of the Tourism Awards, the National Tourism Awards. You may have seen a little bit about it in the paper this morning, but some exciting news for Victoria in that one. Jeff Scher's coming in. Now, Jeff Scher is a man who whose opinion is sought and is renowned, but so are the wines of Port Phillip Estates.
We are finally gathered in this wonderful Olympic stadium.
Another Olympic story.
Great, a glorious battle this is.
The longest wrestling contest in Olympic history was the middleweight semi-final at the 1912 Stockholm Games between Martin Klein of Russia and Alfred Asikainen of Finland. The two men struggled on for hour after hour under the hot sun, stopping every half hour for a brief refreshment. Finally, after 11 hours, Klein pinned his opponent, but was so exhausted he was unable to take part in the final. The gold medal was won by the Swede, Claes Johansson, by default.
And what a magnificent performance.
The 1996 Olympic story begins July 19. And 3AW's exclusive commercial coverage will be brought to you live by Nashua Tech, Sustagen, St. George Bank, Mercantile Mutual, Dilmar Salon Tea, and Toyota Starlet.
We'll switch now to Melbourne Station 3MP on 1377, which is identified as an easy music station here in in Melbourne.
6.30 tonight on Channel 9, Banjo Patterson's The Man from Snowy River. Then on 60 Minutes, the children of history's most depraved couple, raised in England's House of Horrors. Their chilling story of murder, torture, and their unheeded pleas for help. Followed by your Sunday night at the movies, The Christmas Box, a struggling family adopted into a mysterious house.
The place is gorgeous.
Maureen O'Hara stars in a brilliant family movie premiere, The Christmas Box, 8.30 tonight on Channel 9.
For a massive 25% discount this month only, phone Classic Kitchens now for an obligation-free design and quote on free call 1-800-062-552. 1-800-062-552.
Another weekend of your continuous soft favourites. Easy Music 3MP.
Dream to me.
Easy music or easy listening music is not exactly your taste, then you can always tune your radio to 1422 kilohertz in Melbourne for station 3XY and listen to a little bit of Greek programming. Let's go up to 1503 kilohertz, 3AK, for some beautiful music programming.
Next up, music from Ralph McTell and Courtney Pine. Their superior and elegant range of award-winning Yarra Valley wines. A range with an impressive style that guarantees to suit your palate. There's the flavoursome Chardonnay that marries exquisitely with pasta, chicken and seafood. Or a stunning Cabernet Sauvignon that drinks superbly with red meat. Look for this prestigious range of debauchery Yarra Valley wines at all good liquor outlets. You only let the good times
flow. 1503.
Have you seen the old man in the closed down market, kicking up the paper with his worn out shoes?
Novans 3AK. In Melbourne. Cloudy tomorrow, a top about 14. It's midday. Good afternoon. I'm Colin Tyrus. A 9-year-old girl from Kooyarrup, southeast of Melbourne, has fought off a would-be kidnapper by biting his hand. Organisers of this year's Atlanta Olympics have opened the new 85,000-seat Olympic Stadium. The stadium will become the home of the Atlanta Braves baseball team after the games. U.S. Vice President Al Gore officially opened the venue.
We're ready. We
we're going to be set, and we're going to go forward with the greatest and best Olympic Games ever in the history of the world.
News time, 4 past 12.
The Astor Theatre is proud to bring you the re-release of one of the finest films of the 60s, Dr. Zhivago, starring Omar Sharif. This brand new 35mm print premieres on Sunday, May the 19th at 2 p.m. Join 3AK personality Lee Drew and movie buff Barry Hall as they host a great afternoon's entertainment. All 3AK listeners will be admitted for $8 with afternoon tea following the screening. Don't miss Dr. Zhivago, Sunday, May the 19th, 2 p.m. at the Astor Theatre, 1 Chapel Street, St. Kilda.
Melbourne's weather on 1503 3AK.
And firstly, Port Phillip and Western Port Bays. Variable winds to 10 knots, tending southerly at 15 knots this afternoon, and we can expect waves of around half a metre. For the city and the suburbs, partly cloudy day, a shower or two with a variable wind shifting light to moderate southerly. Going for a top today of 16, it's almost there, 15 degrees. And now more of your relaxing favourites on 1503 3AK.
Well, Tom, I'd like to continue this interesting survey of radio in Melbourne, Australia, but Fred's probably jumping up and down like a kangaroo right about now, wondering when I'm going to wrap up this edition. So I'll reserve the remainder of the AM and FM for future editions. I'll be at the National Radio Club Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee over the Labor Day weekend. The volunteer state is celebrating its 200th birthday, the 16th state admitted into the Union in 1796. So it should be a good time. Hope to see you there. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
DXCPC.
Let's take a look at our CBC test calendar. HCJB in Quito, Ecuador on 690 kHz will conduct monthly DX tests at various times. The tests will include Morse code IDs and other unique items. Correct reception reports will be verified with a special QSL card. According to the station, if you hear code, you must report exactly when you heard it and what characters you heard. Tape recordings are welcome, but tapes cannot be returned. Please include one international reply coupon, an IRC, or first-class postage in U.S. or Canadian stamps for a reply to your reception report, which may be sent to Mr. Rich McVicker, HC1JMN, Frequency Manager, Attention 690DX Test, Care of English Language Service, HCJB, Casilla 17-17-691, Quito, Ecuador. Test was arranged by Rich McVicker of HCJB for the benefit of all DXers. The next HCJB DX test will be August 4th from 0100 to 0115 and September 1st from midnight 15 to midnight 30. Now here's our musings to members.
Hi, this is Derek Cooper, Mission Viejo, California, on June 27th. Last month, I reported that radio station KLAC 570 in Los Angeles switched formats. Well, on June 27th, this appeared in the Los Angeles Times. Radio station KLAC AM 570 will keep its current program schedule and will not switch syndicators from Westwood One to Music of Your Life radio network, as was previously announced. So they changed their mind. That's the radio business. We'll see what happens.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville responding to the question why the GE Super Radio 3 picks up a lot of short wave stations when it's hooked to a long wire. This kind of long wire antenna overloads the front end of the radio with short wave signals, and the radio doesn't have sufficient filtering above 1700 to reject these signals. This kind of long wire antenna is usually more efficient for short wave reception than for medium wave reception anyway. Also, I have never known of grounding the radio to help with AM reception. Since the GE Super Radio 3 has an external antenna terminal, I would suggest, particularly for the mobile home, getting a loop antenna such as the Select Antenna or the Quantum Loop that can be connected with a wire to these antenna terminals. Then place the loop in the window of the mobile home, or maybe even just outside the mobile home on a chair. You could do that at least in the summertime. That should improve the reception. Also, these kind of antennas do not respond so strongly to shortwave signals, so this should solve the problem of shortwave getting into your AM broadcast band.
I have a question as to what constitutes the rules for a daylight radio station to legally sign off the air. WGSM 740 AM is a daylight radio station, always has been. I have never heard them legally sign off. When the sun goes down, they could be in the middle of a record, in the middle of a commercial, and somebody just pulls the plug, and they are gone.
This is Tim Hendel responding to Fred's question. If I were chairman of the FCC, what rules would I mandate to enforce? Number one, no simulcasting with any other AM or FM station in the market more than 1 hour per day, except for emergencies, presidential speeches, etc. Number two, enforcement of the technical standards on things like overmodulation, splattering, and hum, etc. If the transmitter has these problems, it must be turned off until they're fixed. Number three, no deliberate attempt to cover up or obscure the legal ID at the top of the hour with music or jingles or noises or anything else that hides either the call letters or the city. Number four, back to the rule that a company can only own 7 AM and 7 FM stations and only 1 AM and 1 FM per market. Number five, if a station applies for a license in a small town and then solicits permission to move to a bigger market, it must prove that some other station has come on in that small town and is providing the service which the station originally offered to provide when it asked for its license. And finally, number six, at least one local newscast per day, and this newscast must contain over 50% local and state news. That's what I would do, and any radio stations that couldn't meet those criteria, I would shut them down.
Hi, Mike Dugan calling from the Lacouture Ojibwe Reservation in northwestern Wisconsin on Saturday morning, July the 6th. And the question was asked, if I were the Federal Communications Commission, what would I do? Well, I think the main thing that I would do is to change the duopoly rule. Because with radio stations merging with other radio stations to become one giant corporate monopoly, it just sort of seems that the idea of creativity and individuality is being taken away, and that in the Twin Cities with WCCO, it seems that some of the local talent is being taken away by program syndication, and I don't think that's right. And I'd like to answer the question from last month. What were my favorite radio stations in the 60s and 70s? Well, I have two of them. My second favorite were the group of stations, the store stations, WDGY in Minneapolis, WHB in Kansas City, and KOMA in Oklahoma City. I liked the way they sounded, especially with the Pepper Tanner jingles before the Bill Drake format. But my favorite radio station of all time has to be WVON in Chicago, because the announcers, the jocks, they sounded really good. I dug the music, and the jingles were real tight. And not to mention, I only got a chance to hear them when I was in Chicago about two or three times a year, and they were a rare DX catch-up here every once in a while.
Tim, I think that was very well put. Our topic for our next muse is, do you think that the Internet will replace radio as a primary delivery source to the public? Why or why not? Give us a call on the Action Line and tell us. I'd like to know how this lady happens to rate by having her own jingle.
Carnivore.
Let's do it.
Ken Chatterton from the National Radio Club Publication Center has a special close-out deal for those of you who save your DX audio service tapes. Ken has just a few of the 12 cassette binders, which will hold a year's worth of tapes. They were originally $7.75, but for the remaining binders, he will sell them for just $5.95 each. You may also want to pick up a National Radio Club membership certificate for 75 cents. And don't forget, there are just a few NRC logs, night pattern books, and county books available. For more information, contact Ken Chatterton at the Publication Center at Box 164, Mansfield, New York, 13661, or visit our webpage at www.wcoil.com tubi.com/tubi-gnbc. 73 and good DX.
Hello, friends. On the DX audio service, Ken Honest Chuck back with an Olympic update. Yes, I have an article here from the Chicago Sun-Times. I'd like all the membership to hear, so let me get into it quickly. NBC, already ruler of the Nielsen ratings roost, is about to bombard us with 171 and one-half up-close and personal hours of the Olympics. From this coming Friday through August 4th, it's the network of record for the ultimate sports competition. Of those hours, 79 will happen in prime time. With the broadcast rights to an event that everyone will watch at least for a little bit, NBC need not have us worry in the world. NBC's attitude, however, isn't that the big ratings are necessarily a slam dunk. One thing those folks will see is commercials and plenty of them. But NBC promises it won't be seen that way. The ratio of ads to programming will actually be lower than it was during the 1992 games, with 9 minutes of ads during every hour of Olympic coverage. Okay, so who's going to take care of what? Very well. Known quantities, Marvin, and it counts. Albert, Matt Kukas, Magic Johnson, and Cheryl Miller handle men's basketball. Miller double dips in women's basketball with an assist from Mike Breen, the New York Knicks radio voice. Excitable Brit Phil Liggett covers cycling with Tour de France winner Greg LeMond and Al Trotwig. Multiple gold medalist Tracy Ruiz Comforto will be all over synchronized swimming. And former swimmers Summer Sanders and Rowdy Gaines cover aquatic races. Track and field, with Dwight Stones, long jumper Carol Lewis, who's Carl's sister, Craig Maspeck, and Tom Hammond. Veterans Collins and Mary Carrillo are the tennis commentators, and Troutwig covers whitewater canoeing. Tom Hammond keeps former marathoner Frank Schroeder and Maspeck keep up with the men's and women's marathons. Ex-water polo national team member Jim Cruz will deliver commentary in the water polo. Bob Papa and Al Bernstein will be on hand for boxing coverage, with Marv Albert coming on board for feature bouts. Canoeing kayaking will be fine with Bill Endicott, former head of the U.S. whitewater team. Also in aquatic, retired diver Cynthia Potter will handle play-by-play for diving competition. Jim Gray and Dan Hicks will be in swimming. Jim Simpson and Melanie Taylor-Smith should make for equestrian announcing. Simpson with 4 decades of Olympic coverage under his belt. Next, gymnastics will have Tim Daggett, who was scored perfect 10 in the 1984 games horizontal bar. He teams with former Canadian gymnastics champ Elf Schlegel, who also covers the rhythmic variety. More experts are on board with rowing analyst Bob Ernst, ex-coach of U.S. women's rowers, and the soccer tandem of Seamus Mallon and World Cup broadcasting veteran Jim Donovan. Volleyball announcers will be Chris Marlowe, Paul Sunderland, and Kirk Kilgore, with an assist from experienced Randy Rosenblum. Wrestling will have Greco-Roman gold medalist Jeff Blatnick and coach Russ Hellickson there. And unknown quantities, Hammond in women's road cycling and NFL announcer Don Crickey on synchronized swimming and water polo. And NFL's Chris Collinsworth is wild card in track and field. And to finish up here, hoopster Bill Walton will cover volleyball and beach volleyball. Bob Trumpy, Phil Sims broadcast weightlifting competition. Composer John Tesh covers gymnastics and rhythmic gymnastics. And Charlie Jones on the rowing peat, along with NFL's Beasley Reese on the boxing scene, fill out this category. And I think that should cover it. Other pieces to pass along, recognizing that all the events people want to see will happen when people are available to see them. Tape delay will be used whenever necessary. If a high-profile event comes on at 7 a.m., NBC might hold it till higher viewership time. Time shifting also makes it easier for NBC to be everywhere at once. According to Markey, the Olympics are the only televised sporting event that draws women in equal numbers to men, and NBC will use personal segments to set up the sporting events. Instead of simply seeing a swimming race, you'll get the story of Janet Evans on the tale of a Russian super heavyweight weightlifter will precede the competitor segments. These little moments are designed to get you interested in a single competitor. Americans will make up the home team, so most of the stories will involve U.S. competitors, but expect tales of people from other countries. NBC has filmed profiles of 130 athletes from 30 countries, and one-third of them are foreign athletes. Coverage of hot sports, including swimming, gymnastics, and track events, will be even more plentiful than it was 4 years ago. Swimming will get an early splash, with gold medal races featured during the first week of coverage. Water sports also get a couple of big innovations with the debut of the dive cam and the return of the Moby cam. Dive cam is a small camera mounted on a track and closed in a glass tube that will follow the divers from the platform through their gyrations into the pool, finishing their run underwater alongside the competitor. Weighing 800 pounds out of the water, lightweight, huh? The dive cam will provide unreal opportunity for diving coverage, showing viewers from every flip and flop. The underwater Moby cam moves along the floor of the pool to shoot swimmers from below the surface, and that debuted 4 years ago in Barcelona. Weekday coverage will run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., 7:30 to midnight, and 12:41 to 2:11 a.m. Eastern Time, according to what I read here. Weekend coverage varies. NBC also will originate the Today Show from Atlanta from Wednesday through August 2nd. And Greg Gumbel is co-hosting the Olympic coverage, and Bryant, who also anchors today. So I think that's all we basically need to know about the Olympics coming up, and hope you enjoy the coverage, both on radio, which I'm sure will be a ton of it down there. Now that the hurricane has passed, we can concentrate on that, and other than that, I'll see you all down in Knoxville, Tennessee, coming up on Labor Day, if I don't find anything more sooner to fill up some time here for Fred. Because I'm glad to hear the good words on the column, and that's very important to all of us here on the staff of the DX Audio Service. So, enjoy the Olympics, take care, and I'll talk to you again soon. So long, friends.
And that's our DX Audio Service for this edition. On assignment air check, our assignment is country stations, traditional or new country, whatever, as long as they're not satellite stations, make sure the air check is no more than a couple of months old. Send them to us by the end of August, and we'll have them on our next assignment air check. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out there and support radio.
WJJB, Radio Chicago.